Leader, one of the first tasks you had to do after your appointment was to identify your deputy in the Assembly. And I don't think it's any accident that you chose a fellow dairy farmer. Recognising as you do that there are few who work harder than a dairy farmer, I'm delighted to ask John McAllister, the Deputy Leader of the Assembly Party, to speak and to introduce our team of candidates. John.
Thank you very much, Chairman, Leader, Ministers, Lords, Ladies, Gentlemen, Member of the European Parliament. Great to be at conference, great to see you all, great to listen to our new leader giving a very inspiring speech about how this party can and will deliver on a shared future, which some people, you know, can be very cynical about politics. I suppose Tom and I, as the Chairman mentioned, were fortunate that we grew up and did do some farming, so we know what hard work's all about. We certainly know what getting our hands dirty is about. And we know what sometimes doing it for very little reward is all about too. There is a creamery can at the back for... And we don't want to hear any coins going into it too. We've heard, you know, politics and what brought me and what brought many of our candidates into politics is that sense of serving and helping communities. And why did we all choose the Ulster Unionist Party? It's because of what it stands for, what, as the leader said, what we've delivered in the past, what we can deliver in the future. That vision that cannot be delivered by any other party, only ours, that vision of a shared and settled Northern Ireland, that is what we have to fight for and what we have to win. And that's why we have to win in next year's Assembly election, because it is vital that we get as many members returned, as many ministers in the executive as possible, to deliver what Danny and Michael are doing on the executive, despite all the obstacles, all the put-downs, all of that goes on, the executive, all the fudge making. That's what we have to get out around. That's why we have to win. It's vital that our candidates do succeed. It's vital that each and every one of us get behind them and make sure we get them elected. Chairman, I'm going to start with the most important constituency in Northern Ireland. There's a pound for anybody who can guess which one it is. No, well, I'll keep the pound myself. And undoubtedly, probably the most talented candidate. It's, of course, South Down. And myself, I was lucky to scrape through the selection process. Then on to East Belfast, Sir Ray Jempe and Tim Lemon. South Belfast, Michael McGimsey and Mark Finlay. North Belfast, Fred Cabean. West Belfast, Bill Manwaring. Newry and Armagh, Danny Kennedy. Strangford, David McNary and Mike Nesbitt. Lagan Valley, Basil McRae and Mark Hill. Upper Ban, Sam Gardner, Colin McCusker and Joanne Dobson. Joanne is the candidate, of course, with the most shoes. West Tyrone, Ross Hussey. East Antrim, Roy Beggs and Rodney McCune. South Antrim, Danny Kinahan and Adrian Watson. East Londonderry, Leslie McCauley and David Harding. Mid Ulster, Sandra Overend. North Down, Leslie Cree and Colin Breen. North Antrim, Robin Swan and Bill Kennedy. And Fermanagh, South Tyrone, Kenny Donaldson and leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Tom Elliott. I think you'll agree that it is a mixture of looks, good youth and experience, and you can decide for yourselves who falls into what category. Fred must have thought he wasn't going to fall into any of the categories and refused to come up. We're now breaking for lunch, ladies and gentlemen. So back here at 2 o'clock.